Hey, welcome back to another episode of Corinth in Your Car. I'm Josh, and today we're excited. It's Thanksgiving week, and so I'm here with our entire family team. We got Jenny and Melissa and Luke, and we're just going to have fun today. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about family, and just have a good time today. So thank you for joining us this Monday morning or whenever you happen to be listening to it. Guys, how you feeling today? Scale of 1 to 10, what level are you? What number?
I'm like a 7.
Awesome. All right, good.
Thanksgiving snuck up on me really hard.
Yes.
7 out of 10, if you want to go the pie route, is a 70%.
There you go.
If you had 70% of the apple pie at Thanksgiving, you had too much pie. So 7 out of 10 is not bad.
What are you, Luke? What are you?
I don't know. I always like have a hard time giving a full 10 on a question like this, you know, like even when life is at its best, it's like, well, the best is yet to come, of course. So I can't necessarily be a 10, but I would say a 9.8.
Wow.
I just got
9.8 today.
9.8. Yeah. Just got back from a visit with family in Texas. And so got to go to San Antonio and play a lot of disc golf with my brothers, eat a lot of Mexican food. By myself and with my family and all of the time. And then, too, also, it was Tristan and I's one-year anniversary.
Congrats. Yeah, congrats so on that. One year.
That was a lot of fun to be able to take some time away in San Antonio to celebrate with her. Time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely.
It's been a year. It went by pretty quick. So 9.8 out of 10.
Jenny, how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'd say 7.7.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Fall is my favorite time of year. So I'm just enjoying this weather and the leaves changing colors and all things fall. So we actually just got back from out of town as well with family, going to a family wedding in Missouri. So that was a lot of fun to be with the cousins and just celebrate that. So yeah, feeling pretty good.
I think I heard Jeremy earlier telling about that and saying that his mom, I think, was more excited to see Everly than him. Which is probably true.
Yeah, that's been true since we had kids. We're sort of the afterthought.
You become you have kids, you become irrelevant.
That's right.
That's the way that it works, right?
Well, hey, let's jump in and just have some fun today. What's the first thing that pops into your head when I say the word Thanksgiving? So what is it? Football, food, the parade? I don't know. What is it for you, Melissa?
It's definitely the parade for me. That's been a tradition in my family for many years. I feel
so
like every year waking up.
I don't even know, like, does it start early in the morning? What time does it start?
Well, I think it starts probably technically, 9 a.m. Eastern, but I'm from the central time zone. That's where my family is. So I had to get up a little bit earlier.
A little early.
A little bit earlier. The parade also is a little bit like watching a horse race. And there's like a ton of pre-parade coverage before the floats actually start going down too.
All the Broadway shows.
The Broadway shows are doing their thing. The high school bands from Podunk America coming out, you know, all that sort of stuff. So parade's fun. I enjoy watching the parade too.
Jenny, you like the parade?
Yeah, I do. Actually, that was one of the things that my sister and I always would get up and watch the parade and then continue watching through the day to the dog show, which we would never normally watch, but it's something we always did at Thanksgiving.
Is that the one in New York where they, does the dog competition, they have them do all the tricks?
Yep. And oh, yeah. Yep.
That's wild, man. That is crazy stuff.
Yes.
So traditions. Let's talk about traditions. So Melissa, you said that was part of your tradition was watching the parade. What other Thanksgiving traditions do you remember from your growing up years?
Lots of football. We are not so much NFL football family, but college football family, love football. But the Thanksgiving is one of those few days that we watch NFL football.
Okay.
As well as just like, I mean, again, I'm from Iowa originally, so it's usually cold around Thanksgiving. So it's like time to light the fireplace and pull out a, 2,000 piece puzzle and like work on puzzles, love puzzles.
So. And my family and I, we did a puzzle one year. It was, the Mona Lisa. Lots of brown in that one.
Yeah, that's difficult when it's all the same color.
Uh-huh. So Luke, talk to me. What are some of your favorite traditions of growing up at Thanksgiving? What do the five boys do?
Yeah, I mean, you say the five boys, and the first one that immediately pops into mind is that for a while there, while we were all kind of still living in the same areas, having Thanksgiving dinner together on Thursday, we would eat our dinner, and then we would have a roll-eating contest. and make ourselves sick, because one of the things that you need to know about any group of young men, specifically a group of five brothers, nobody wants to lose.
No way.
Nobody wants to lose. And so talking about eating, you know, your Thanksgiving meal and then your pie and then going to town on 25 rolls, like...
So how big are these rolls? Are they like golf ball?
No, no, they're the good size rolls. Okay. Like they're not
like the
biggest
King's
roll
Hawaiian
you ever.
Rolls?
They're bigger than King's Hawaiian. They're your good sized dinner rolls. We would have to try and do that. I won one year. And
how many did you eat?
I don't remember. It was in the 20s. To be able to win. Now it got to the point to where. Each year we did this, it's like, okay, we're now planning and strategizing for what's going to eventually mm-hmm. happen. And so we would eat less and less at dinner because we wanted to save room so that we could win at the roll eating competition. And I don't even know how it came about. Like, it became a formal thing for a little bit, but I think that the very first year it was just like we were eating rolls at Thanksgiving, and it was like, how many have you had? And, you know, it's like, oh, I've had like four. Oh, man, I've had like five. And then, boom, competition is born.
It's a tradition. It's a tradition you do every year.
That's a good one. There were so many, though. Like, we always toss the football around on Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving, we always went out to see a movie together as a family. So just the holidays, Thanksgiving, all that sort of stuff. Lots of fun traditions with family, for sure.
Jenny, grown up. Tell us about what you did, some of your traditions, and just looking back to your childhood, what was fun?
Yeah, so I feel like, for sure, parade, dog show, helping somewhat in the kitchen. One of the biggest things was my Mimi's bran rolls. Mm. They were a specialty for Thanksgiving only. It's a 2-day process to make them. And as we got older, she would let us help, and, just really a labor of love and absolutely delicious. And it made so many, there were always leftovers for like the whole weekend after Thanksgiving.
So yeah. Do you continue this tradition now? Do you have the recipe?
Yes, we do. We do. And my mom has perfected it. And so the tradition lives on, and yeah.
That's so great.
Something we really look forward to.
You ever need to donate some rolls to the Sayer boys? We are open.
Don't let Luke come over, because then he'll eat all your bran rolls.
That's right away.
Hey, here's a question. I know growing up for me, we said we were going to eat Thanksgiving lunch, but it was
never eat it.
1 or 2 was the plan, and then it was really 4:30. So we were so hungry, and you know, was that the same for you?
Oh, yeah.
Or were you very punctual, right on time?
We were pretty 1 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a few family members who will remain unnamed who were always a little bit late, but we were ready to go typically at 1 p.m. So
did you do post-meal naps?
Yeah. We played outside some. And usually about that time was when the dog show was on. So we were kind of all lounging and, yeah. Just hanging out. So
watch all the poodles.
Was it tryptophan? Is that what it's called?
In Turkey.
In the turkey?
Yep.
That makes you sleepy?
Oh, this is something I'm learning right now
live
as
on
we
air.
Speak. What is
you
go. What is live. This? Tryptophan?
It's the, I don't know, chemical or whatever in the turkey, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to make you sleepy. But I think it's in more than just turkey, and I think it's more of a Thanksgiving hoax. You guys can fact check us, you know, listeners out there. Fact check us and see how many things tryptophan is actually in. Huh. Do you know about this, Melissa?
No, I'm shocked. I mean,
tryptophan. It's just a fun word to say, too.
Tryptophan.
So. Doesn't sound
tryptophan.
Like a real thing, but I'll Google it afterwards. No, we were like a 3 p.m. or like a 2 p.m. family because we would have like cinnamon rolls for like Thanksgiving, like the Pillsbury ones that you just you know, hit on the table
the
and pop open. But also, too, I feel like we would always either overestimate or underestimate how much time it would cook to for the turkey to cook.
Oh yeah.
So it'd be like, okay, we're going to have, you know, at 3, but it's 2 o'clock and actually everything's done. And so if we don't eat now, it's going to get cold.
Okay.
So
time was non-existent on the day of Thanksgiving for my family.
Absolutely.
It was I don't know. And I'm not that way at all. I'm very much the type of person who's okay, you said we're eating at 1 o'clock. So
I planned my roll eating around this time.
I have planned my entire day around this. Yeah. I know exactly how many minutes I'm going to be able to throw the football. I know exactly how many minutes I'm going to be able to watch some football. I know exactly how this day is supposed to go. And then it doesn't go that way because, you know, like we were always super, super late with our food, which I guess, you know, I could have done more to help out. But I didn't do anything to help out because I wasn't a very, very good young lad. So
young lad. So it kind of steers into the next question, talking about food on the table. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food on your Thanksgiving table, either from growing up or even right now? Maybe you've added something new. So what's your favorite?
Okay, well, I have to say mine is not turkey. I'm so sorry for all the turkey lovers out there. It's just not. I'll put a little on my plate just because it's Thanksgiving. But
now, dark meat or light meat on the turkey?
White meat.
White. Okay, yes. I'd go dark.
I think it depends on how the turkey's cooked.
Yeah.
Because if somebody who doesn't know how to cook a turkey dries it up way too bad, the white meat is going to be bad. So you got to go the dark meat. But if it's moist enough, then you can go with the white meat.
Thank you for that.
Yep,
and now, Jenny, back to you. The original question, I believe, was what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? You said not turkey, so what is it?
Not turkey. Well, usually for Thanksgiving, we would have a turkey as well as a honey-baked ham.
Oh, yeah.
And I am also not usually a ham person, but honey-baked ham is like, yeah, honey-baked ham is really good. And we are also a very, like, we would do the exact same meal every single Thanksgiving. We did not change it up.
Yep.
I think the one or two years somebody had the idea to like, let's try this. My sister and I were like, absolutely not. We are like mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, green beans, mm-hmm. turkey, ham, and sweet potatoes.
You have cranberry sauce?
Okay. Well, that can launch me into a thing.
This might get into, save that there because we'll end with some hot takes.
Yes. So. I do like one version of cranberry sauce.
Okay. One version.
Melissa, that's a cliffhanger right there. We'll come back to it. We'll circle back.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Melissa, what is a favorite of yours on the Thanksgiving table?
I think mine's probably stuffing. My mom makes really good stuffing.
Stuffing meaning like in the turkey, right?
No.
So that's dressing,
like,
right?
Like bread, bread stuffing.
Yeah, but
stuffing
it's like,
has to be in the turkey and dressing is on the side, right?
Okay, so that's technically dressing. We've always called
it stuffing. Sorry, I'm nerding out here, but.
Yeah, learning all kinds of new things about Thanksgiving food today.
Josh is like a Thanksgiving lexicon or something
like that. Stuff it in the carcass, which is a gross sentence, but I think stuffing is stuffed in the carcass of the turkey, right? Something like that.
It's got to be. It's got
to
be.
Eat that
I'm
now.
The worst.
I don't like stuffing anymore, actually.
I'm the worst.
Change
so
it.
You like the stuffing.
It's like Build-A-Bear workshop.
No. So it's technically...
yeah. Thanksgiving Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. No, I don't know why, but it's always been really good. I think it's like the breadcrumbs that she uses and everything, too. It's been really good. She makes it in a pan. It's not stuffed inside the turkey.
Hey, but that's
it's
good.
It's really good.
So good.
I was a very picky eater growing up, so I didn't deviate too much into like... some of the other sides, like she would make green bean casserole or things like that. And I'm just like, no, like give me my stuffing, like my mashed potatoes and a little bit of turkey and a roll and I'm good. Like I don't deviate from that usually. So.
All right, Luke, favorite on the table.
I am skipping the meal altogether and going straight to dessert and it's apple pie.
Absolutely.
By a long shot because apple pie is the best pie. And any chance that you get to eat that Thanksgiving or not, you should be eating it. It's delicious.
Your apple pie, is it a crisscross on the top?
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Is that Dutch? Matter.
It's what?
Is that Dutch?
I don't know.
Yes.
Dutch?
Dutch apple pie, I think, is whenever it's crisscrossed.
What's the technical term?
There's
lattice?
Other,
it's a lattice
yes,
or
lattice,
something?
But the other kind is like streusel-y top. And I can't remember.
Ooh, that would be
streusel,
good too.
Yeah.
Now, my mom's pecan pie, or pecan, however
no,
you want to
pecan.
Say that.
It's not pecan.
Is the best. And... you know, she lives in Arizona, but I do not make this up. She goes to the Stone Mountain Pecan Company over there on 78 and gets them in bulk and takes them to Arizona because they're that good.
Yeah. There you go.
And if you like ginger, they have some candied ginger over there. She also stocks up on that too. So Barbara Moore pro tip for
the Stone Mountain.
Georgia. Stone Mountain Pecan Company.
That's right next to the Tasty Cakes Factory.
Yeah. It is. That's newer, but Red Depot, whatever, Tasty Cakes, all the desserts and stuff over there.
What about you, Josh?
Her pecan pie is phenomenal.
Is it the pecan pie?
Now, I will also say this was a very unique time, but one of my favorite Thanksgivings of all time, and really the food, this is my favorite, was have you ever heard of a turducken?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We had one. It's a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken.
Sounds so complicated.
Yeah. And does the chicken have stuffing?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Possibly.
Possibly.
It's just like three meats all
the
right
trinity
in a row.
Of Thanksgiving
yeah,
meat.
And you can cut through it. And the duck is so good. It's so, so good. And so much so where a lot of times we're traveling on Thanksgiving, but I think it was, I don't know, last year, the year before, we weren't. We just had the Thanksgiving with just our, you know, our family, no extended. And so we actually bought some duck and had duck for Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
No turkey. So
cool.
Does a turducken take like so many hours to cook?
Oh, it was like 7 hours or something in the oven because it's a large chunk of meat.
Yeah.
That's why it's so amazing. Just so good.
Sounds good. Yeah. I would try it. I would eat that probably pretty quick.
All right. We already answered this a little bit. We're all watching some football on Thanksgiving. Are we going to lay around and watch football? Are you guys watching?
Yeah, it depends on who's playing.
Yeah. The Lions always play, right?
Lions always play. Not going to watch that game.
Nah.
The Cowboys usually always play, which means that in Texas, my mom wants to have that game on usually. Way back in the day, I say way back in the day, a few years ago, and growing up, Thanksgiving Day was always the day that Texas played Texas A&M.
Okay.
And that was the big rivalry in Texas. And so we would always watch that game. Now, Texas A&M left for the SEC. Texas stayed in the Big 12. Texas is going to go to the SEC. So maybe that Thanksgiving Day rivalry game will be born again. That would be awesome. So we used to always watch that game. Other than that, I think for the most part, football was kind of just on in the background.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
was kind of the white noise. We're watching it, but we're kind of just like also surfing the Black Friday magazines mm-hmm. and preparing ourselves for the rolls and all that sort of stuff. So that would be now if Texas is playing or if Kansas City is playing, yes, I will be watching.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Now, Luke, this is near and dear to our heart because the FIFA World Cup is
yeah.
during Thanksgiving break this week.
Is
the FIFA World Cup. So we will be watching football, the non-American
the original football.
Yes.
Soccer.
Best football.
The most beautiful sport in the world. No other sport in the world has brought the world together more than the sport of soccer.
Yes.
It is the most beautiful sport in the world. And so
blows
incredible.
Super Bowl out of the water as far as worldwide watchers.
I think that's a fair point.
It is incredible. And yeah, first time, I guess, I'm not sure, fact check, I guess, but first time ever it's not in the summer.
I think so, because Qatar is so hot, right?
Right. So they've, you know, pushed it to November, December. I'm really excited.
I know.
Really
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch some soccer this year. And my brother-in-law is here. And so we're excited to watch USA play this whole week. I think the first game is Wales, right? Later this
first
afternoon.
Game is Yale's. Yales? We're not playing Yale.
We're not playing the Ivy League school.
No.
It's the
Which,
country
you know,
across the pond.
The U.S. team might still lose to them. But
probably.
We're playing Wales, later this afternoon. And I'm excited about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Ladies, what are you looking forward to this year? Will you watch football? Anything you're looking forward to this year for Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I actually get to go back to Iowa and see my family. So excited about that. I'm a little afraid that I'm going to really freeze to death after living down here mm-hmm. in the South for over a year. But I will be watching football, probably NFL. And like I said, Thanksgiving is like one of the only few days we watch NFL. But the game that I'm more excited about is every Black Friday, the Iowa-Nebraska game happens, which is a huge rivalry in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't a very friendly rivalry. I mean, no rivalry is friendly, but especially Iowa against Nebraska. I'm an Iowa fan, so I'm excited to be home for what I consider a very big holiday.
That's good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Black Friday is an interesting thing in that it really doesn't exist anymore.
No.
It starts way early.
I think I saw a Walmart ad saying Black Friday now starts on Monday. It's like, I don't think what you're saying makes sense to me.
You
don't know the days of the week, man. But I remember even when I was a kid, like, you know, it was you get the ads on Thanksgiving, you look at the ads and you make your plan and you go wake up at about like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. because the stores didn't open till 6 or 7. But now it's like each year it's gotten earlier and earlier and earlier, and then into the, oh, well, it starts on Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Yep. So you miss Thanksgiving dinner because you got to go get your deals. And then it starts Wednesday. And then it starts Tuesday. It's just like, it's crazy, man.
That could be a hot
online
take.
Online stuff, yeah. too. Yeah, online shopping. It's a lot of like Cyber Monday stuff now instead of Black Friday.
I think really the hot take is that we probably spend too much on Christmas. But that's...
Should Black Friday even be allowed, you know?
Right, yeah, something.
Kind of takes it away. If it was just on Friday... kind of be fun, but it's
right. It's very dangerous,
it's like,
though.
it's eked its way all into the whole week. It's kind of messing Thanksgiving up, which in my opinion is the best holiday we got left here in this country. That's the least commercialized.
Yeah.
So
true.
Let's hold strong, Thanksgiving people. Jenny, what are you looking forward to this year? You watching any football?
Football will be on. My uncle's uncle's grown up, love the Cowboys. We're from Texas as well. The Cowboys game is usually always on. But this year, my sister and her kiddos are coming to Georgia, so we are super excited about that. They'll actually be here for a couple weeks. Excited for the cousins to get to hang out and to see my sister. And we're trying to move into a new house before Thanksgiving, so we'll see if that happens. But just excited to be with family. So
awesome. And this year, the Carnes family gets to celebrate Thanksgiving with gratitude for a World Series championship.
Yes, we do. Thanks a lot. Let's move to a sport that I love.
Congratulations. That is fun.
It is very fun.
Yeah.
The second one, right? Second World Series.
Yep.
But also the second in the last like 5 years or something. So,
yep.
So they've been hot for a while now.
Yep.
So.
And don't come at me with trash cans.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Luke already tried that a year ago.
So. Yeah.
It's still fun. But anyway, let's play a game. And there is a prize on the line. I know you all like Chick-fil-A. So I'm going to give you $10 to Chick-fil-A. Whoever wins this, that'll buy you one sandwich.
So, yeah. Just about.
Just about. And it's some Thanksgiving trivia. So here you go. Luke, we'll start with you.
Okay.
And I have my tally sheet here to keep score, okay? The first Thanksgiving lasted 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days?
Oh, man. And when you say first Thanksgiving, you're talking like pilgrims and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Okay, I'm going to say 3 days.
That would be correct.
Boom. It was a festival.
Round of
a party.
Applause. Yeah, okay. So, Melissa, you're next. Which of the following was not served at the pilgrims' Thanksgiving meal? So, A, cranberries, corn, and mashed potatoes. B, rabbit, chicken, wild turkey, and dried fruit. Or C, venison, fish, and goose.
Oh,
that's a harder question.
Can I hear those again? Yeah. That was a lot.
So the first answer, A, is cranberries, corn, or mashed potatoes. B is rabbit, chicken, wild turkey, and dried fruit. Or C is venison, fish, and goose.
I mean, Luke got just a softball of a question. I'm going to go with the B answer, the second answer.
Rabbit, chicken, wild turkey, and dried fruit was actually served. It would be cranberries, corn, mashed potatoes.
Oh.
The only reason that I wasn't sold on that first one with the corn was because of very little of what I know about the history, and that there was, like, the pilgrims actually learned how to harvest corn.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe they didn't put it on the Thanksgiving table. I don't know.
And they probably didn't have electric mixers to do the mashing of the potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That was the job for the kids.
Thanks for pointing out the flaws in my logic on that question, guys.
No, I'm with you.
I'm just playing
along with the game, too. I would not have guessed A because of that.
The corn threw me off.
Yeah. I would not have guessed the right one.
Yeah. Sorry, that was much harder. But this is not personal. I'm just going through a list. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Jenny, first question to you. Approximately how many turkeys are eaten each year on Thanksgiving?
Is this worldwide or just U.S.?
You know? In the United States, yeah.
In the United States.
How exact do I have to get?
Well, here's your three options. Okay. 100 million, 280 million, or 500 million.
Wait, say them again.
100, 208, like these are all millions. 100 million, 280 million, or 500 million.
100 million.
I'm sorry. 280 million is the number that I have been given here.
Man.
What?
Yes. That's a lot of turkeys.
Luke, wow. Which southern state was the first to adopt Thanksgiving Day in 1855? South Carolina, Virginia, or Georgia?
South Carolina, Virginia, or Georgia adapt Thanksgiving.
Adopt. Yes. So they started celebrating it first.
1855?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, because it's up in the Northeast a little bit more, where the kind of tradition of the New World with the Pilgrims come. So I'm going to say Virginia.
Two for two, man.
Yeah.
Girls, we got to. Yeah. All right, we got to change this.
About to rise up. Did you guys talk about this beforehand, or
no? Melissa, I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you right now.
You got another hard one.
Because this question,
it's okay. I don't mind paying for my own Chick-fil-A at this point.
This question is only four words, and the four words are: what is a snood?
Oh man!
So
what?
I'm gonna give you options here. So a snood is the loose skin under a male turkey's neck. That's option one.
Nice.
A hat worn by a pilgrim, or a hot cider drink served at Thanksgiving. So snood, is it loose skin, a hat worn by a pilgrim, or
I wish those of you listening could see Jenny's face whenever Josh said loose skin on the turkey's neck.
Okay, so, you know, at this point, I'm just going to have to go with my gut instinct. I'm going to say the second one, only because if any of you have seen The Lorax, the thneed, yeah, it sounds so close to the word thneed.
I like that. That's good.
Well, am I correct?
We're going to make Jenny's day. It actually is the loose skin.
Oh, no.
He's next. Yep. Snood.
Oh, for two.
Least favorite word.
Okay. That's your new least favorite word. Yeah.
Brush up on.
Jenny, what utensil was not used by the pilgrims to eat Thanksgiving dinner? Knife, fork, or spoon?
You have no idea. Like, I have no idea what that would be.
Me neither. Except I'm staring at the answer. But
oh yeah, knife, fork, or spoon?
I'm gonna say fork.
Fork is correct.
There you go. Jenny, nice job.
Jenny's on the right track.
This nice next job.
Jenny's on the board.
This next one, I am saying. Well, I don't know. I'll let you guys be the judge. This is totally random, I promise. The best place to put a meat thermometer in the turkey is the breast, the middle of the back, or the thigh. What's correct? This is for
so putting the meat thermometer in the turkey to figure out its doneness.
Breast, middle of the back, or the thigh?
I think I'm trying to think about the anatomy of a turkey, and middle of the back, I think there'd be some bones in the way. The most meaty part is the breast. The leg is a little bit more thin. I'm gonna guess the breast.
It would be the thigh.
The thigh, okay. So
Luke,
off on that
Luke
one.
Strikes okay. That one. Okay.
If these were golf rules, man, I'd be crushing it.
Yes.
Lowest
you would.
Something.
Okay. Melissa, what is a baby turkey called? A chick, a nestling, or a poult?
I'm going to go with C.
C, a poult, is correct.
Nice. Nice. Well done.
On the board.
Like yeah, poultry.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. On the board. So it's
I was
one.
Thinking
that
like
was
a,
the most random word that I've ever heard of that I was like, it has to be that one because.
I thought about a colt. I was like, a baby horse is a colt. Mm-hmm. So baby turkey.
All right. Jenny, it has been estimated that how many Americans eat turkey at Thanksgiving? 88%, 50%, or 75%?
It's a good question.
88, 50, or 75?
Your last question might help you out a little bit, though, too.
Like, put it on their plate and eat it, or like it is served at their Thanksgiving meal?
I'm not sure that specificity. Okay, I'm just reading this question from 101 Thanksgiving Trivia Questions and Answers 2022, plus fun facts. That's the website that I used.
Okay, I'm going to go with... With 88%?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding,
good
ding,
job.
Ding,
well
88%.
Done.
Jenny and Luke. All right. How many more questions do I have?
Well, you
I
got
not 101.
I hope not all that. This ain't the Dalmatians.
No, we did not. We're not going to do all that. Okay. So all I have left is a tiebreaker question now between Jenny and Luke.
Okay.
It's 2-2. So this is kind of like the lightning round. If you get it wrong, she has a chance to answer another question.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
So you're still asking me specifically right now.
I'm asking you. In what decade was the Thanksgiving staple, green bean casserole, first created? The 1950s, the 1960s, or the 1940s?
Oh, wasn't expecting the 40s to come after the 60s. There you go.
40s, 50s, or 60s.
Well, the first thing is, can we really call that a staple? I mean, really?
Yeah, I'm a plain person. But.
So when did it become a thing? 40s, 50s, or 60s? I'm trying to think American history coming out of the Great Depression in the 20s. So we can do green bean casserole by the time the 40s hits. The 50s is kind of like small town USA. I can picture some green bean casserole going there. I'm going to say the 50s. Is it the 50s?
The 50s is correct.
Let's go.
So Luke is pretty stinking lucky. All right, Jenny.
That really is right, that I am pretty stinking lucky. There is no – the logic that I'm literally saying into this microphone is stuff I'm making up off the top of my head before I really get to
it. All right, Jenny, to stay alive, which culture birthed the idea of the horn of plenty, also known as the cornucopia?
Cornucopia.
Which culture? Was it British culture, Indian culture, or Greek culture? The horn of plenty, cornucopia. You know those little horns on your that overflowing with fruits.
Your children
and
make at school every year. Yes. Bring home.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably do an early childhood craft on this occasionally. What were the options? It was
British, Indian, or Greek culture.
Okay. The inspiration for it.
She's really thinking about this.
Really?
Yes, it's very thought-provoking.
I am going to go with... I have no idea. I'm going to go with... Indian.
Indian is incorrect.
Is it Greek?
It is Greek.
It's Greek, yeah.
It's Greek.
I thought it was.
It's Greek, yeah. The cornucopia, yes.
Oh, yep.
So, as much as we tried, Luke still won. Sorry, girls. No, just kidding. Congratulations, Luke. You will get some Chick-fil-A so you can eat in Texas. Do they serve it there, or is it only Whataburger there? Everything else
well,
is disallowed.
Well, Chick-fil-A is there, but I will not be going to Chick-fil-A. Like, I've got Chick-fil-A here.
That's right.
So, like,
yeah.
And Chick-fil-A is good no matter where you're at, but whenever there are options around me, like breakfast tacos, enchiladas, beef fajitas, and Whataburger, those are the only spots that I will be frequenting. So... we're going to keep Chick-fil-A away for a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, well, just a few more minutes here, and then we'll wrap up and let you all enjoy your Thanksgiving week with your families. So first, let's do a Thanksgiving hot take. Just one.
And then we'll
end with a Thanksgiving challenge, maybe how you can live intentionally this week with your family. So here's the question. Which food should be taken off the table this Thanksgiving? Which food is not worth it?
Cranberries with chunks.
Cranberries
okay,
with
so
chunks.
We're coming back to
there
your thing
is.
From earlier. You there like cranberries that are chunkless.
Yes, I like the jellied cranberry that you slice.
Like the one
so
that comes
like
out of the can?
Yes. Out of the can? Like
yep.
You've still got the ridges of the can around
sound,
it?
Yes.
That's my dad. That's my dad's favorite. He's like, he will only eat that cranberry
that
sauce out of the can.
That is the worst pairing in the whole world with milk. Like if you eat a thing of cranberries and then take a sip of milk, oh my goodness, it does not pair well at
that?
All.
Yeah, why did
you
test that?
I love drinking milk. Like I drink milk with a lot of my meals.
Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's delicious.
So, Luke, what food should you take off the table at Thanksgiving?
It's really quite mean that you just asked me to limit it to one food. but I think because I'm a huge advocate for change, that I'll just take the main item and say, let's just. Get away with the turkey. Like, here's
replace
the thing.
It with brisket.
Replace it with brisket or with beef fajitas. The pilgrims ate the food that they ate because they didn't have another choice. They didn't have a Kroger around. At that point, the New World was not this amazing melting pot of culture where there are tons of different varieties of food that you can enjoy from around the world. and they had to eat what they ate because that's what they had. Now, cool, grateful that they did this holiday, this 3-day celebration of what they're thankful for. But like, we don't have to eat the turkey anymore. Like, we don't have to eat the green bean casserole anymore. Like, we don't have to eat those things. And really, if turkey was that good, why are people only doing it once a year? That's the question I have. If people love turkey that much, then why is it only once a year that it actually gets eaten? I think that it's people are too stuck in the tradition of having turkey for Thanksgiving. And I am here to say, let's change it. Come to my house. And let's start having some beef fajitas or some brisket.
So you're going to tell your mom that, right?
I have told my mom that. It has not gone well. We still have turkey on Thanksgiving. But that is my hot take. And I know that I am a little more intense than where some of you land. But we don't have to eat the things that the pilgrims ate in the 1700s when they experienced Thanksgiving.
So Melissa, what food do you take off the table?
I was going to say turkey, so I should have, you know, cut Luke off so he could have chosen another food that he's passionate about. But I would go green bean casserole as well. It's one of those things that I think my mother like makes because literally one of my siblings likes it, or maybe like one or two people. And I'm like, it's just not worth it at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we making this whole green bean casserole?
Green beans are good. Mm-hmm. Green beans mixed with whatever's in that, it's not my favorite.
Yeah. I'd go a version of the cranberry sauce too, and just take it out entirely and instead use your cranberries in. Sasha found this dip to make a few years ago that is like cranberries and jalapenos, and it's
with cream cheese,
and you pour it on, you blend it all together and then pour it on top of cream cheese and dip crackers in it.
It's good.
That stuff is amazing. Yeah, so
I have had that.
Get the cranberry sauce and do that dip instead.
I have eaten that at Josh and Sasha's house.
Oh man,
it is delicious.
You can eat a whole block of cream cheese if you're not careful. So, hey, let's wrap up with this. It's been a lot of fun today, but let's wrap up with just one kind of serious note or encouraging note. What would you guys give as a challenge or an encouragement to our families this year? What's maybe a fun, creative thing you can do with your family, with your kids, this Thanksgiving? So
one thing we've done for a few years now is we always create a thankful tree. So just I have the kiddos gather up some sticks from the backyard and we put them in either a vase or a jar or something and kind of use it as a centerpiece in the table, just really for the whole month of November. And just each night at dinner, each meal, I have little cards that are on strings and we just go around and say one thing we're thankful for. It can be a person, it can be just anything. And so just neat to see through the days and weeks of those things that gather up on our thankful tree, and just a cool reminder that we really have so much to be thankful for. So just, and then typically we use that as a centerpiece on one of our tables for Thanksgiving. So
that's great.
I really enjoyed doing that with the kiddos. And then actually next week, we're going to post on our social media. Love to have kiddos help in the kitchen. I know my kiddos love to help. I know I love to help growing up. There's a recipe for bread in a bag, super easy for kids to help with.
Cool.
Fun to see them, see how that comes to life and that they helped do that. So we'll be posting that recipe next week. So if that's something you want to try with your family.
Awesome. Awesome. Thankful tree and bread in a bag. Melissa, what you got?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking like with elementary kids, the kids that I get to see every week, I think something that they enjoy doing is craft type things. And mm-hmm. so I thought what would be cool was just making like a little name card for everybody at the table.
Yeah.
You could design it, write it out, you know, color it, and then go around and write why you're thankful for that person.
That's
on
cool.
the back. I know that a lot of people around here have big extended families and just mm-hmm. big gatherings for Thanksgiving. I think that would be super special to see kids doing that and just to encourage them to mm-hmm. think about why they're thankful for the people in their life.
That's good. Luke, what you got? High school students?
Yeah,
families.
I think that's good. My first thought in general, just as an encouragement to families for Thanksgiving, understand that like gratitude, whether it's Thanksgiving Day or not, that is God's will for your life in Christ mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we overcomplicate God's will, his plan, what he has in store for us for our future. but it's really quite simple when it's displayed to us in the text of the New Testament. So 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so take some encouragement there. Just the act of practicing gratitude. If you do that, you are actually living in alignment with what God wants from you for your life. And so step into that without any shame or guilt this season. Practice some gratitude and be encouraged by that. As far as ideas for just like middle school and high school students, they're getting to that age where they are able to handle a lot of responsibility. And so what I would do is maybe sit down with your family and just start to talk about some of the people in your life that you're really grateful for. Maybe it's grandparents, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a coach, all that sort of stuff. And then maybe as a family, plan something that you can do for them to express your gratitude, right? So not just are we going to sit around the table and say we're thankful for it, but we're actually going to show our gratitude by serving them. And so maybe that means if you've got an eighth grader who says, man, I'm really grateful for my coach. Well, take your eighth grader to the coach's house and give him a lawnmower and mow the guy's lawn as a way of showing, hey, I'm really grateful for all of that. Or spend some time writing some thank you notes and delivering them together as a family, going driving around Walton County, take you 20 minutes, you know, all that sort of stuff. Just drop them in mailboxes. Figure out a way that you can not only think about and thank the Lord for the people who are in your life, but also that you can kind of just take a next step and show the gratitude by actively serving people as a family together. I think that would be kind of a really cool way to take the Thanksgiving to a next step.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys, for all these ideas. Thanks for playing our trivia game. Luke, congrats again.
I'll study better for next year.
There you go. Study better on the totally random quiz I found online. Some of which may not even be correct because it's on the Google. But yeah. Anyway.
If Google says it, it's true.
There you go. Hey, thanks for tuning in this holiday week. We really do hope that Thanksgiving for you is really, really, really good. Thanks also for being a part of Corinth, making that a part of your weekly rhythm. We're excited to see you back at church next week. And then another episode of Corinth in Your Car next Monday. But hey, tell us, how many rolls could you eat? And would you take anything off the Thanksgiving table, or are all of us wrong? So hope you've had fun today and hope you've been encouraged. Luke, you look like you're trying to say something.
No, I shouldn't because the way that you're closing this podcast off just makes me want to go into more hot takes. So I'm going to practice what my mother told me to practice, and that is to think before I speak. And sometimes it's just better not to say anything at all.
There you go.
We hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank
and
you,
if
Rhonda.
You like turkey, enjoy your turkey. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Rhonda, for training Luke so well. We love all of our parents. So, hey, seriously, have a great week, and we'll see you next week. That's all from us. Have a great one. See you.